The UW extension gets its funding from the UW system, which may have to cut $250 million from its budget. Extension offers a variety of outreach programs. Those worried about possible cuts include Dane County Board Member Phil Salkin.
Last year, Extension had contacts with approximately one out of every five people in Wisconsin. That is a constituency of 1 million.
He also says it's where the practical application of research touches everyday lives. Belleville farmer Jim Fahey is one example. He got assistance from the UW Extension to expand. Fahey now runs a 600-cow dairy operation, which once struggled to the point he considered quitting altogether.
My sons and I were at the crossroads of the dairy industry or the dairy business, either to build or to get out of the dairy business.
During the listening session in Madison, UW Board of Regents President Guy Gottschalk noted that state aid to the UW system has been on the decline.
It is fair to wonder if state support will erode to where there is none left in 30 years.
Gottschalk says 30 years ago, the UW system got half its funding from the state. Now it's less than a third. The Board of Regents also heard from a high school principal worried about further limits on university enrollment. So far, UW officials have not called for that, but have indicated 200 classroom courses could be cut. There were also college students at the hearing who asked that any tuition increases be, in their words, fair. A tuition hike of up to 16% would be allowed under the governor's proposed budget. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.